I find that people like when we scat the theme song.
People like scatting a lot.
Yeah.
Scatting and whistling.
Scatting is the biggest solution in the universe.
That's an interesting idea. Maybe we should talk about the biggest solution in the universe sometime.
Biggest solution in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
What are the biggest...
We're doing so well with the problems.
Yeah.
Maybe
clearly
we should...
Clearly we could fix the world.
Clearly we could do something about...
Is this a discussion for previous discussion?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you ready to go?
I guess we need to just get right into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Biggest problem.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
Universe!
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe, from worms in your ears to dicks in kids' readers.
Oh.
I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me as always, Fido Juice Walsey.
Got me off guard with that one, Dick.
I know, I changed it at the last minute.
You snuck it up on me.
Just like a pedophile.
Just like they will. That is their MO.
Just like they.
They.
We can't say the word, right? Because then you get demonetized
On our YouTube, I had to spell it creatively.
Yep.
The files.
Oh, the files? Is that what we call them?
Yeah, the files.
Like the Fonzie, the files?
The P-files.
What's up? The files are here. What's up, boys?
The less popular spinoff of the X-Files. It was worse.
Way more popular.
Let me
tell you something.
Most popular in certain communities, yes.
If there was a remake of the X-Files called the P-files where they hunted pedophiles.
Oh, my God.
Peas. And there was a cigarette smoking man and the lone gunman were all with their like terabytes. But they all had they had terabytes of C porn to like hunt the guys, right? And Scully was like, no, those guys are they have way too much of it.
Everyone's
for what
been
they're
focusing
doing.
On what's on top of Epstein's Island. No one's focusing on what's beneath the surface. Oh my God.
Tunnels.
Yeah, tunnels.
Vans.
Center of the earth. That's where they hold the children.
The P-files.
The truth is out there.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Pedophiles.
Well, that's a pretty big problem.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
All right.
Big winner right here.
Well, I want to say that I brought that problem in its spirit. You know, I was right there with you. This is a group.
Yeah, you did.
This is a group win for everyone.
Okay. Earworms, though. That's not a group.
That was number two. Earworms.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, come on.
I got some of those songs stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
The Final Fantasy one. That was a good acapella that we did.
We did do a pretty solid rendition.
Pac-Man theme song.
Yeah.
That's another one. I could just do them all day.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
You know what one I always has been stuck in my head for like 30 years?
What's that?
The Bubble Bobble theme. Did you ever play that game?
I did play it. How did it go?
For 30 years, that's been stuck in my head. That song in particular.
Local businesses.
That should have been higher.
Didn't get very high.
I saw a lot of comments who, in solidarity, and that I think those people understand.
Okay.
I think a lot of these guys are buying the propaganda. Support the small business. The small businesses are trash.
Who do you think is doing the propaganda?
I don't know.
Jeff Bezos. Yeah. They want you to go in there so you hate them. Right?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is using his media empire to set your expectations sky high so that when you go in there and they're rude assholes, so you're like, I hate small businesses. Where's Amazon? Right?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
He's overselling the small business so you can't help but be disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Cheers. Like, they set that, your expectations as that's a bar. That's not a bar.
No.
Let me tell you something.
There is no norm.
Boy, was I shocked.
There is a norm, but he's a child predator who stumbles in.
They're all Cliff and Norm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fear of a Black Elf. What a fucking disaster.
Well, the audience is afraid of a...
Of a Black Elf?
Certain things, yeah. Diversity, progress, you know.
Wow.
I think there's certain elements of this audience who support moving forward into a bright, glorious, diverse future.
A future and, past. It's in the past.
Well, yeah, it's in the past future.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's set a galaxy
ago, right?
Long ago.
Well, but it's not.
But it's not.
It's in a middle.
Point is, bigots, you're being left behind. Get on the right side of history.
So you did woke marketing.
Yes.
And that is the top. And then you also brought in
marketing fear show of woke, with wokenesses.
Fear of woke marketing.
But it's not being marketed as woke. I'm going to argue it's
what
not
are the billboards
marketing.
Then.
What's on the
what's
billboard?
The ads? What do I know about the show other than the blackness?
Well, just because they have a black character. How do you show it and it's not woke? Should they have put a picture of the black character and went, don't
sorry.
Worry. Yeah, sorry. That's
they
the
should
conundrum.
Have put it up and it said, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not about.
See, that's the conundrum, though, is we've reached
not
the point.
A conundrum.
No, it is. We've reached the point now where you see a black character and you just go, well, that's woke. It's like, no, it's woke if they do certain things with the black character.
Chuck,
but you can't just go, oh, there's a lady in it, so it's woke. No, you have to wait to see what they do with the lady.
Nah, just right away. Fuck this.
It is true.
Say, why'd they do the ad then if they didn't want me to go, fuck you? Just put the show out.
The show.
Do they need to like say in advance, just put it out and I'll watch it?
No, because then they'll say, oh, they snuck diversity on us. They didn't even tell us there was going to be a black elf.
Well, they don't need to. This is what they risk.
No matter what you do.
They could just put the show out and let the show speak for itself, but they got to tease you and advertise and do all this bullshit. It's their fault.
I'm gonna work on some advertisements for you guys where it goes, listen, it's going to be okay. Right below the black elf we go, but it's not about Black Lives Matter.
They got to send a care package to the Quartering and Nerdrotic and all those guys saying, look, I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Here's some shoe polish and a bow. If you could just go on your stream and not... right?
Yeah, if you wear this for this part of the show, it'll really help.
You'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get
it. You'll get it.
You're going to get there.
They're on their streams. Chucks4W says, this show peaked with World War II flags. It'll never get better than this.
Well, I don't know if I can disagree because that was such a fantastic... I have replayed that clip a dozen times.
It's great.
I had to isolate it, and it's actually available on our YouTube channel. You can watch it separate.
King Silo says, why does Vito think they'd care or feel the need to explain where the black elf came from? I would bet money that there won't be a scene where the elf goes, yo, I'm from Elf Compton.
There's probably going to be something. And even if there's not, there doesn't need to be.
I'm from Lower Earth. Is that what he's going to say?
That elves are very progressive.
Yeah, well, I'm from West Earth.
Yeah. Speaking of, I didn't bring this in. I don't know if you got it. Did you see somebody brought up the brown toads on Twitter?
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Makes sense, though. They live in the desert. Of course they're brown.
Okay, so if the elf is from a desert, is that okay?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can have a spiritual
Why
desert.
We have a brown toad, but we can't have a black
toad. A toad's
elf.
A little guy,
okay.
A fungus.
All right.
He's not, like, magical.
How a toad is not magical?
If Q showed up as black, I would go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why did you pick to be... why are you doing this? And he would have
happening?
A reason.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Q...
We can have black elves, but we can have black toads, but not black elves.
You can have them. It's just a little odd.
It's just
I would like to know why.
We're going to find out.
You make it everything that can or cannot. I don't hear this guy says, I don't know if this is public knowledge, but I can confirm that Amazon has a race quota mandate for both cast and crew. I've been working on a couple Amazon
shows. Myself to shoot myself in the foot.
Oh.
That's one of my problems.
Amazon let us know that 75% of our crew needs to be black or multicultural. I grew up in a multicultural household, yet my skin is not multicultural. So I was lumped into the allotted 25% of whites. Anyway, they skirt the law by calling this a goal instead of a mandate. But we know the goal was to have a few, blacks on set.
Gentlemen
these
of
motherfuckers.
Color.
Oh, we know that if the goal was to have as few blacks as possible. So, yeah, they're the real races. What do you think about that?
We had talked about Amazon's diversity, whatever the thing. And I have said, look, if it ever comes out that we only had a black elf because we had to...
But how do you not? How do you deny it?
Had to fix a checkbox.
Because they have that quota saying... We want 50% by 2024. So
yeah,
of course everybody's
people behind the camera. I mean, I don't agree with that mandate. Again, though, I can say that I disagree with the mandate existing, but I have to wait to see if the show is actually doing something
ridiculous
before I can be like, oh, it's definitely woke.
Pronzak says Vito says just watch it before complaining. Oh no, Vito has never made a prediction about something before it happened based on available information.
Obviously, I've done that. I'm saying,
gotcha.
What information do you have other than there's a black elf? You don't have information.
Okay.
When I make a prediction based on information, I don't go like, oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world because there's a black guy. I go, well, let's, wait and see. And I usually review things after they're out.
Speaking of the end of the world, can I get to my problem,
yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Nuclear Armageddon.
Nuclear.
World War III, nuclear Armageddon. A problem for me, you might not agree because you voted for this.
Right.
You vote. We all told you.
Oh, my God.
We all told you that Biden is going to Biden is going to fuck around. Biden has bribes and shit in the Ukraine. We warned you about this. We said his son is having a problem in Ukraine.
Oh,
they paid him a lot of money, and he's going to do something fucked up there. And what do you know? We said his son is entangled somehow in the energy sector in the Ukraine.
Any of this? What are you talking about?
His energy companies in Ukraine, gas companies, are paying his son millions of dollars for no reason. That's a problem. To do what exactly? To start wiggling his dick around on the precipice of nuclear war.
No,
that's what.
No. This is a whole separate thing.
Nuclear fucking war.
Biden is not
getting. You caused.
Oh my fucking God.
That you caused.
Yeah, good.
That you voted for.
At this point, the stupidity of you and your people, whoever they or may be.
We told you that this would happen.
Good.
And now it happened.
Glad. I hope you
all
burn
to ash. And it's
your fault. It's not my fucking fault. There is. What do you. How does this Hunter Biden have anything to do with what's going on right now?
How indeed? Why is he on the payroll of all these energy companies in Ukraine?
Because he did some fucking nepotism and he got his kid a fucking job. It didn't lead to Putin.
What do you think the money was for?
It didn't lead to Putin invading.
4,000 active nukes in the world.
Oh, is that my fault?
14,000.
Did I vote for all the nukes?
No.
Thank you.
But they're there.
Okay.
They're there. Okay.
Yeah.
They're not going to not. You know what I feel like with nuclear war?
What do you think?
It's like Chekhov's gun, right? Am I getting that reference right? Like,
yeah,
the playwright,
reference.
Anton Chekhov, who said if you put a gun in a scene, you have to use it.
If you put it in the first act, it must be fired by the third act.
Or else people don't like it. Or
else otherwise, why did you put a gun on the mantelpiece?
Because it's not, it's unresolved, right?
Right.
I feel that way with nuclear weapons, big time. Like, everybody learned about them, and then we never used them. And then they get to, like, their deathbed, and they're like, when are we going to use those? I really need, like, I learned all about it, and I see them, and I saw but I need to have used it. I don't care if it wipes us all out. Like, I need it.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Why did you vote for it then?
I didn't vote for it. You know what? Did you ever hear what Trump said about nuclear weapons and all his loose talk about, I can't wait to nuke anybody who fucks with me?
Yeah,
I
that
voted
worked.
Against
that. Worked,
that.
By
no,
the way.
It didn't work.
That
what
worked.
Do you mean it worked? You don't know that it worked. Why? Because for 4 years, there was no nuclear war.
Yeah, nobody started shit with Trump. That's why.
So what every other president, it worked too then. And Biden, there hasn't been a nuclear war yet, so I can say it worked for Biden as well.
Closer.
Until the nuke goes
closer.
Off. Until the nuke goes off, it's worked for fucking everybody.
Okay. So I should have you on the top of my speed dial for when I see the mushroom cloud, so I can hit dial to call you and say, now you voted for nuclear war.
When the nuke goes off, you're allowed to call me and say you voted for this.
Okay, just trying to understand the liberty. And you don't have a response
bullshit.
Queued up. Somehow that's Trump's fault or my fault?
It is kind of still Trump's fault. He led to this. It is a series of lessening sanctions and cozying up to the Russians and
cozying up.
Putin got very comfortable.
What we've been doing for 40 years. Yeah. Cozying up, not blaming them for everything that's wrong with our country
every day. They do a lot of horrible things, the Russians. They're not good.
Like
people.
What? Back up the independence of sovereign territories in Ukraine?
Well,
hey, we're tired of being
in
Ukraine. We want to be independent.
Whoa.
You got it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Here's a list.
We're tired of being Ukrainians.
We're tired of being in the Ukraine. They treat us like shit. They're bullying us.
Yeah.
They're bullying us.
Mm.
Putin says, all right.
That's what they're all saying. Putin's coming to save them. He's going to denazify that.
Well, Ukraine is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
There's lots of Nazis there.
Oh, okay. I hope he denazifies every fucking part of the globe.
U.S. has 5,000 nuclear warheads.
Yes.
Russia has 6,000. Mm. U.K., the rest are surprising me. U.K. has 250. France has 300. China has 350. I would have thought China would have like a million because they got so many people.
China got there late.
Yeah.
We started building them like immediately. Like us and Russia were just like,
baby,
let's do it.
Crank this
shit
out.
By the time China came around, it's like we had realized like we don't need 6,000 of these. We're only ever going to fire one or two if we need them.
This is our parents doing this.
Yeah.
How many nukes did you guys make? Oh, like 50,000. Why? Why did you make so many? You only need
the times. Everybody was getting in on it.
India. No, they weren't. Just you guys.
Well, yeah, but everybody with
all
us.
Of us
all
were.
Of us were into it. Everybody with money and who was having fun.
The older I get, the dumber our parents get. India, 160.
That's a good statement, actually.
It really, it's true. Like, what? Because now my earliest memories of them are how old I am now.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what? And I'm going, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah. My parents were idiots.
Pakistan, 165. Wow. North Korea, 45. Israel has 90 nukes. Did you know that?
Does India have any?
Yeah, 160.
Oh.
You think that's too many? They got a lot of people, too.
Who is it we're trying to keep from getting them? Turkey?
Huh. Right?
Fucking Turkey, man. You guys don't get shit.
Did you know we gave them to Russia? One of Oppenheimer's guys from the Manhattan Project just walked into the Russian embassy and said, here you go.
He's a
communist. Yeah, here's all the research we've been doing.
Oh,
in
good.
Los Alamos.
Good work.
Communist from Berkeley. Oppenheimer's buddy. Here you go. He's, I don't want you guys
a
to fall
Bernie
behind.
Real Bernie Sanders type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Oppenheimer originally wanted to be only tactical, but the president said, no, we got to, come on, we got to do this big. We're America. We got to make a doomsday device.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think you guys should have a doomsday device.
He wanted devices capable of tactical strikes, not just destroying entire continents.
Yeah, to just settle battles. Like, less people. Anyway.
No.
Even
that's not fun.
Small nuclear war. With 50 Hiroshima bombs.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Small nuclear war.
Yeah.
Will knock up 5 million pounds of soot into the air.
Oh, I hate soot.
It'll drop corn and wheat production by about 40% in 5 years. And 2 billion people would starve.
That's pretty bad.
No, and no one even has bombs that small
anymore.
That's
if a nuke hits where? Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
It kicks up so much soot. It kicks up so much soot that it lowers the temperature and blocks out the sun for 5 years, and 2 billion people will die of starvation.
Well, that's just fun.
If each side... Now, here's what you... That's... You didn't vote for that. What you voted for...
Okay, what did I vote for?
...was each side shooting 2,000 nukes, like all of them, or a bunch of them.
Why did we do that?
Temperatures would drop 20 degrees... Rain would drop by half. People couldn't go outside because they'd be sunburned.
Mm.
Nuclear winter.
Jesus.
And that would only take 2,000, and the U.S. has 800 ready to go within minutes. Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why do we have
I don't know. Well, that's why I got so...
They brag about it, too!
That's why I got so worried when fucking Trump was talking about how great nukes are and how he can't wait to nuke everybody. That was a real
problem. So you voted
for
a guy who has no brain.
No. I voted for a guy...
Who doesn't know if he's nuked or if he's dreaming.
That was one of the reasons I really didn't like Trump was his loose talk about nukes. You don't even joke about that shit. And he was like, well, we got all these nukes. Who knows what could happen? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't even joke about that. And you're going to say, well, he was talking tough. That really puts all these guys in line. Yeah. No, that makes them all think that they can do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't even joke
about nukes? Not if you're a fucking president of the United States. No.
Why not?
Because it's fucking, it gets everybody nervous and crazy and they might launch their own nukes.
Oh.
I find it very unpresidential.
Here's somebody else I got. I'm from the Army. Was bragging about how if Trump told him to launch a nuclear attack, he would say it's illegal, so he won't do it.
Good.
That's good, you think?
Yes.
That there's a guy, that the balance is like a cute joke, that he, like a reverse joke about, actually, it's illegal, he.
I think
this is the devastation of the entire planet.
My hope is that everybody working at these nuclear facilities with the launch keys is secretly thinking, no, I'm never going to launch that thing. I don't care what happens. There's no point.
What if a guy's having a bad day? He just got catfished by a fat woman on Tinder.
He's gonna launch the fucking thing.
This shit.
That's why you can't just press a button. It's like a series of checks and balances.
What if it's not even connected? What if the engineer just said, like, I'm not plugging this shit in. Fuck these guys.
I hope that's what happens.
These idiots.
Yeah, I hope that. Honestly, I trust engineers more than I trust fucking heads of state to fucking run shit.
Yeah.
I'd rather an engineer's in there and he's like, I'm just disconnected. It's all a joke.
I think we should just get it over with.
Why don't we choose one country nobody likes? We all launch every nuke at them all at once.
It, let's say the country at the same time.
No, let's not. Because I saw a vowel coming out of your mouth.
I could have said it. That could have been anything.
I immediately regretted this thought proposal. You're like, let's think it. No.
No, but then it would get out of our system for a while.
Right.
Like, oh, we got the nuclear war out of our system. Okay, we got a, I got
why
a
we
good
need an alien threat to a
60.
Nuke. That's why we make all these movies about nuking the aliens.
Why is that?
Just to get that feeling off our chest of, God, what are we going to do with these things?
We
got to nuke the moon, as they say.
Do they say that?
It was a Bob and David sketch. You ever saw that one? We're going to blow up the moon?
No.
And all of humanity's totally stoked on it. They're like, we're going to blow up the fucking moon. Hell yeah. And there's this one astronaut monkey, and he's like sign languaging. And they're like, what's he saying? He says, he's saying why.
Why?
And everyone's like, oh, fucking, he ruined our fun.
America, it does feel like that.
We finally have the technology to blow up the moon.
It feels like most guys think like the nuclear bomb is like their dick. Like when they talk about it, they're joking about it always like it's their dick.
Yeah.
Does it ever feel like that to you? Like, well, we got the nuke. Like, it's not your nuke, first of all. And if you launch it, everyone's dead. You're living in cardboard. Like, you're living under tin roofs.
You're
going to
live in
hell. You
can't
stick your arm out because it's going to get a UV burn.
Yeah, you got to wear a snowsuit out in the middle of a desert.
But they want it still. It's this sickness in people to want that annihilation. It's like
guys,
smoking and driving fast. That's why it's a big problem, because it's happening. It will eventually happen.
You know what it is? It's like when you buy insurance and you go, oh, I hope I never need it.
But you do.
But you do.
But you do hope you have to use it as soon as you have it.
All those guys who built bomb shelters are like, why did I build this fucking thing?
For nothing?
I thought I was going to be the smartest guy on my block. I was going to watch all my neighbors vaporize while I ate beans.
That's why it's a big problem. Nobody wants cancer.
Yeah.
Nobody wants whatever woke marketing. But people, everybody wants a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Everybody wants nuclear Armageddon, so they don't have to go to work anymore. They don't have to talk to their wife. Maybe they could have two. Maybe they could have two wives in the apocalypse.
Maybe their dog will grow another head, and they'll have. It's like having two dogs for the price of one.
There's no Tinder. Mm. Bitch has to look you in the eyes when she's talking to you.
Yeah.
Probably not enough material
she can't even
to make
look in your eyes because they'll burn out of the sockets. We're all going to have to grope through the darkness.
Yeah, you finally have an excuse to have abs.
Mm.
You can't just snack all day.
Yeah.
Cool. Man.
Eventually those
women will look at you with respect.
Eventually those Tim Pool doomsday buckets run out.
You could just walk up to Tim Pool, punch him right in the face. There's no cops.
Yep.
What are you gonna call, Tim?
No,
take
one's,
his beanie.
No one's keeping that hat on you anymore, buddy. He's gotta ditch the hat at this point. It's
okay,
like
that's
a running joke.
That's my problem, nuclear war.
I guess as a hat man, I can't really come down on him.
Yeah, but you take your hat off.
I take the hat off. I just I hate shaving my head, so I don't do it enough. And if I don't shave it, it looks stupid. So
do you have one of those razors that goes in your hand?
I had one, but it sucks. I think I got a cheap Chinese one. I should get another one.
Mm.
The ones with like 8 blades.
Yeah.
It always gets gummed up, and then it yells at me in Chinese. Nuclear war, Dick.
That you voted for.
That such bullshit.
Well,
I voted against
it. If nuclear war happens, it's your fucking fault. I'm sorry, but the guy with the nukes is your guy.
Okay, but if Biden doesn't launch the nuke, then it's not my fault. If Putin launches the nuke, it's Putin's fault. It's everyone who voted for Putin.
You want Biden to just sit there with his thumb up his ass?
Yes, I would hope so. I hope that if anyone ever launches a nuke, we go, you know what? Like, whatever. What can you do?
Hmm.
What does the retaliation get us? It might kill more innocent people. Who is them?
Everybody's not me.
I don't know what's going to happen, Dick. But I'll tell you who will be responsible.
Yeah.
And he is my biggest problem. It's a man you may have heard of. His name is almost as bad as Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin is the biggest problem in the universe, Dick.
Wow.
Have you heard of this guy? Have you seen this guy? Oh, shut the fuck up with the buzzer. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Why is everybody pretending that Putin's like...
He's awesome, man.
Yeah, exactly. I get this from you guys.
Fucking riding around on a bear with no shirt.
It's all fucking...
KGB, badass.
He's not a
doesn't
badass.
Doesn't take any shit.
He's a psychopath.
He brings dogs around, a lady who's afraid of dogs.
See, this is the big
dope.
Part of the problem is that little-brained morons are so easily
Putin's
fucking
cool.
Baited into going, oh, it's Chad. He's so Chad.
It's fucking cool.
He poisons guys like journalists and protesters. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Journalists, yeah.
And then you guys go, I can't believe Biden stole the election. And then you go, that Putin guy is great. Oh, cool. You don't like elections being stolen?
I don't like it when it happens to me.
Oh, okay. So it's Chad if it happens to the Russian people.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, you don't give a shit.
Well, they steal it back and forth all the time.
Who steals it back and forth? The Russians?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Putin steals it every time.
That's how this Ukraine shit started, actually. Way back, like in the early teens, there was a contentious election for that stole the presidents of Ukraine away from a Moscow guy to a West friendly guy.
Yeah,
in the very beginning, started all this disaster.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just interesting that you're so upset about elections, but then a guy in a foreign country does it, and he's the coolest guy in the world.
He's pretty. I mean, he's not the coolest.
Well, as the great John McCain said, Vladimir Putin is a thug and a murderer and a killer and a KGB agent. All four of those are bad things. Dick, this guy is a madman. He's a psychopath.
Why do you think that?
Because he's a former KGB agent who now wants Russia to return to this era of back when he was a super spy cool guy.
Yeah, he's sick of taking shit from us all day, every day.
Because they're a shit fucking country that fucks with everybody, and they just need to knock it off. They're not in charge
anymore.
What
are they fucking with? They didn't do anything. NATO said, we're not coming, we're not going to Eastern Europe. Then all of a sudden, they got a whole bunch of fucking countries in NATO, and Putin's like, well, what the fuck? You guys said you weren't putting any NATO guys here.
Ukraine is not in NATO right now.
They were about to be.
No,
they've been fighting.
Not about to be.
Yes, they were.
They want to be, but they're not.
They made a special plea with Biden to let him do it, which was part of the whole fucking bribe in the first place, and Putin had to get China to say no.
Regardless, Ukraine is a sovereign nation. If they want to join NATO, it's their fucking business.
NATO said, no, we're not letting anybody east of Germany. We're not letting anybody east of Germany in. Don't worry. We won't fuck you up. We won't fuck you over.
Okay,
and then next thing you know, Poland, fucking Hungary, and Czechoslovakia, and Czech Republic.
They're all sovereign nations. They're allowed to do what they want. If they want to be a part of NATO, okay, fucking Putin just has to suck it up. He doesn't own those countries.
But they always fuck with him. NATO is there to fuck with
them
by
saying we want to be a part of a unilateral coalition
against you.
Yeah, because you suck. Stop sucking and we won't need a NATO.
They just want to steal his oil. They want to get all the countries together so they can gang up on him and take his oil and fuck up his oil pipelines.
No, we have not fucked up any of his oil. Russia.
Yes, you have. Germany has not approved his fucking Nord 2 pipeline for like 10 years.
They did approve it and then they fucking rescinded it because he's fucking around again. They had the Nord 2 moving forward and then Putin goes, well, now we gotta invade Ukraine for no fucking reason.
Invade. He's protecting those two territories that said we don't want to be part of Ukraine anymore.
Oh yeah, there he said. Oh, what did he say? I don't even fucking have it here.
Donbass and Luhansk or whatever said we're independent. And by the way,
yeah,
Ukraine already said you guys can be independent. But you have to give us the border first. And they said no, give us our independence first. I said no, fuck you. So Putin said, okay, I'm sending guys in there to protect them.
He said, it's a fun training exercise, guys. We're doing a fun training exercise. Don't even worry about it. And then all of a sudden he goes, well, you know, we gotta save these people from, what the fuck was he even talking about?
Ukraine. He's saving them from Ukraine. Ukraine attacks those guys all the fucking time.
This Putin guy is a real bad nut. I tell you what.
Thank God for Putin.
What the fuck?
Thank God.
Why?
Thank God.
Yeah, to protect what? The Europe?
Sovereignty.
Yeah.
The idea of freedom in the Eastern Bloc. Thank God.
The separatist parts of Ukraine that are going, oh, please come fire missiles at us.
We need somebody to stand up to Angela Merkel.
Please come in with your tanks and your soldiers and kill all of us. That's what we want. We want you to capture our capital cities. This is how we want this to happen.
Let me shut my dog up. Okay. I'll be right back.
Your dog is distracting and flustering. Ay.
Oh, there she goes. Great.
Felt like I was arguing with two people there. Your dog backing you up.
Okay.
Let's be clear. This Putin guy has a history that tells me this guy's not a good boy. Not a good friend.
Fucking a CIA operative. I mean, KGB operative.
KGB, yes. Who has killed many of his enemies, including politicians, journalists, not to mention the exiled former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, who we remember was poisoned with polonium, a woman's weapon, as we know.
That poison is a woman, yeah.
He is a little bitch. Can't even shoot a guy in the head properly. He can't even poison him properly because half the time they survive.
Making them all ugly. Like, yeah, what's making that them all about? Come on. That's, I'll give you that. That's fucked up.
That he's got uggo poison sitting around.
It's like, just kill me, dude.
Yeah, dude. Don't fuck up my
face.
Because
now you're making me have this like thing with my wife where it's like, oh, well, you know, like the horrible conversation. Like, would you love me if I was like ugly?
Yeah. And women. Has become real.
And you're like, nobody means that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
It really fucks up their face. They got pockmarks like crazy.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, one of the scariest. Here's the thing about Putin is that he's everything guys like you claim to hate. And
no.
Then you fucking love him.
Why do I hate? What do you mean that I hate?
Do you love false flag bombings that are used as a pretext for seizing political power? Would you like if Biden,
Biden did, yeah.
Stage 9/11? Would you like that?
No.
Did you like when George W. Bush maybe did it?
Did it?
Okay, because.
Wait, why? When did that happen?
When Putin in 1999 was prime minister, he had only a 2% approval rating. When all of a sudden there was a series of bombings from the Chechen rebels.
Those guys are bad guys.
Okay.
So you're saying he staged it?
Well, there has been strong suspicions that these were a false flag attack.
Well, who put the Nazis
Russia's
in Ukraine?
Own security services.
Who put the Nazis in Ukraine?
We all did.
CIA did.
You think the CIA implanted
has
Nazi-
been yes, to importing
do what? Why?
To fuck up, to cause fucking problems in those independent states that Putin is protecting. That's why he sent in the peacekeepers in the first place.
The false flag on top of a false flag on top of a
You don't think the CIA
flag.
Does that?
Do you like the free, you know, all these protests that you like attending? Aren't those fun?
Yeah.
You know, political dissidents?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try to pull that shit in Russia. There's currently 102 people held in Russian prison for their political beliefs alone. Not to mention the current Russian protest against the invasion of Ukraine. They have arrested about 400 people during these demonstrations. And meanwhile, you're all
like
worried
that.
About truckers. They can't honk their horns. They're just honking their horns.
That's
and then
true.
The Russians arrest a bunch of protesters. You go, yeah, but that Putin, he's got it all
so
figured out.
You're saying
out.
Trudeau is as bad as Putin?
I'm saying guys like you are, yes, sure.
Okay.
That's
now we're
fine.
Getting somewhere.
As long as you're not a fucking hypocrite. It's like you guys, again, the elections, it's
but
bad
look,
if Biden
the
does
CIA,
it. It's great when Putin
the
does
CIA
it.
The put, CIA put the president in the Ukraine in 2014. They totally disregarded the election and they put a fucking coup. Hmm. They put a coup on him. What
the
do you
FBI
want him to do?
The CIA did
CIA,
this?
CIA, yeah.
I'd have to read into this.
Well, what are you going
to
read? What are you going to possibly read where the CIA admits fucking up Ukraine?
Regardless, if the Ukrainians accept the outcome of the election, it's their state. All right? They're allowed to determine what they want.
So what about the Donbass guys
if
or whatever?
Putin's not bringing it up. If Putin said, like, oh, when did this happen? Like 12 years ago?
2014.
Okay. That was your time. Hey. That was your time to deal with it.
It's not even his. He's got a lot of shit on his plate.
Well, good. Then why is he fucking with Ukraine? Deal with your own fucking shit. You don't get to wait 8 years later and go, oh, by the way, I decided that your president is,
He doesn't want a bunch of NATO guys right in his over on his fence looking in going, hey, what's going on over there? Oh, this place looks pretty good.
Ukraine is not in NATO, okay?
They were about to be. Don't,
they
you,
were not.
Don't you understand?
They were trying to get in, and we would have very likely
let them
like,
in.
No, we would have said no because it's going to piss off Putin, as we pretty much established. And Biden went to him, and he's like, look, we can come up with some common sense shit. Like, okay, they want to be a part of Russia, but we can or NATO, but we can make sure they don't have guns on the border. They don't have this and that. Like, we'll make some concessions,
but
of
then
course.
They lie about it. The U.S. lies about everything.
Yeah, so does fucking everybody.
So
welcome them. To the So who cares? Then you can't.
We're not
going to
put guys east of Germany. Don't worry. Oh, you put guys in three of those countries that used to be called the Iron Curtain. You remember that?
Yeah. You like music. You like free expression. You as an artist, you like to be able to freely express yourself. Don't try doing that in Russia, as we've seen bands like Pussy Riot. Sent to
oh,
jail
God.
For
Fuck
their
them.
Dissident. Fuck you.
Fuck Pussy
you
Riot.
Have to support all artistic expression. I'm not saying you have to like the stupid music or whatever else.
You think that's the same as like, hey, we want to be our own country. Can you let us?
I'm just saying.
And then shooting me.
Another thing on a long list of Biden's or Putin's horrible fucking things. That he has done.
That's not that many bad things.
There's a lot. That's just what
he's
we
the
know
only one,
about.
He's the only one standing up for territories' rights to be sovereign.
He's going to run the fake elections, and that'll be better.
You know what? Did you see that Ukraine's trying to get Russia deplatformed off Twitter?
They deserve it. They should have. Well, no, there's a terms of service on Twitter.
Here you go again.
Twitter,
here you go again. And here I you would fucking say go again with this
Russia
shit.
Russia has broken the terms of service.
Reporting you and Ukraine like
I'm,
this.
I'm
fucking reporting
flag Russia. I'm gonna. What do you call it? False.
It's called false flagging.
Them. False flag them. Yeah. Except their
sickening
false flag ends with hundreds of people dying. Point is, this Vladimir Putin is a old madman who, thankfully, the world is united against him. The sanctions swift and tough.
The sanctions of what?
On all this stuff.
For oil.
Well,
we're going to, Putin, you're fucked. We're going to charge you for everything. Well, not the oil. We need the oil. Well, not the oil.
Well, not
the fucking rare earth metal. Rare earth metal. Okay, not the oil. Not the oil for Germany. Not the rare earth metal.
But all these Russian businessmen are locked out of the Western market. They're going to be angry. All of Putin's cronies, they're going to be yelling at him.
Why do you think sanctions hurt anybody but the poor?
Well, I mean, they're also going to hurt the poor. And
they're going to hurt the poor a lot.
Yeah, which is great. Good. I'm glad.
Oh, that's good.
It's good because it will motivate them to stop being fucking idiots who blindly support this weirdo.
Oh, I see. So the election is stolen.
Yes.
So he's not elected.
Yeah.
And you still want to punish the people who did not elect him.
Well, they got to
amazing.
They got to work to get him out of there.
I assume you want them. I assume you're.
I want a glorious uprising of the Russian people, and we're seeing some dissidents in the street. Seeing the Russian people protesting, even as they're being stuffed into police vans, is a truly inspiring sight.
But it's not enough.
It is a direct rebuke to fools like you who support a dictator and a madman while claiming that you hate any infringement on life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness.
Man, you try to fuck with my oil pipeline, you're getting fucked with.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Everything goes out the window.
I just want to lay this pipe.
Yeah.
And mind my own business.
Well,
I got a lot of oil over here.
You're not allowed to use credit card processing to protect oil interests.
If I had a bunch of nukes, I would be able to use credit card processing.
Okay, well, get
and you wouldn't like how I got to do that.
Build a fucking nuke then.
I would like to.
Good.
But your Democrats and Supreme Court have put restraints on the Second Amendment, so I cannot do my Second Amendment rights and build a nuclear bomb in my garage.
I hope you build a fucking nuclear bomb.
I can't.
Because you deserve one. Yeah, good. Fucking idiot. My problem is Vladimir Putin and the morons who support him blindly.
Why?
In his pursuit of evil across the globe.
He can play a piano.
That's true.
What's
he can play hockey pretty okay, it seems like.
He can?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how with it, aren't you? Don't you ever look at that and say, wow, now that's a leader.
Did you ever see the time he went snorkeling and immediately pulled like 10,000-year-old relics out from like 2 feet of beach?
Really?
Yeah, they're like,
that's awesome.
Biden, or I keep getting his name, Biden. They have that same.
Yeah, because you said he's evil.
It's because it's IN. They both end in IN. They go, oh, yeah, he went snorkeling yesterday. He got in the water and immediately comes up with these ancient jugs of like pottery.
Yeah.
And all these archaeologists are like, that's not how that works. Those aren't
cool, though.
Yeah.
Biden's
killing bears.
Telecasting from a
total
fake White House.
What is total Chad.
What is the difference between Putin's fake
total
archaeology
Chad
and Biden?
It's not a
fucking
fake
sitting
White
in
House
a fake White House getting fake injections.
It's
having
next
press
door
conferences
to the
that
White
end
House
at 3 right, so he can go get his dementia medication.
Oh, and
the
he's
fuck
a,
is the
and
difference?
He's a hologram and he's reading off a teleprompter. Blah,
no,
blah,
he's
blah
an old man that has dementia. That's it. It's not a hologram.
He seems perfectly lucid to me, and I think he is handling this Ukraine situation with aplomb.
So, what was your favorite part of what he did? The sanctions against poor people because you want to incentivize them to kill themselves to take over.
You got
to
make the citizenry suffer if they have bad leadership.
Well, I want to know
how you get that guy out.
Where do you draw the moral authority?
If everybody in Russia is happy, they're not going to affect change.
So you want to personally leverage the financial
the misery,
system
yes
against the impoverished,
yes
oppressed,
yes,
so that they commit acts of suicidal terrorism against a dictator.
Yes.
And you think you can
I'm
now judge. Yeah.
Yes. I'm the good guy. When you have stupid people who have elected stupid leadership.
Oh, you know about that. I know.
Well, you have to show them the consequences of their actions, and then that will affect change. So, yes, if the American people start to suffer, as you seem to think,
they're already suffering.
Then they'll vote Biden out. But they're not suffering. whatever we're
Biden
suffering
rigged
is
the
not
election
nearly-
anyway. So,
oh my God, you love rigged elections. You love Putin. Fuck you. Do your problem. You tyrant. You
what did you think
murder.
About Biden saying we're all going to have to pay for what we're doing here? It's going to make prices
very,
go.
Yeah, he's being right up front with the American public.
So Putin's the reason that inflation's happening.
Yes. No, inflation was already happening, but this is not going to help. But we have to send a message to this
to
guy.
Poor people.
You can't just let a guy, if there's a sovereign nation that says we're independent, you can't just let a guy take it over and go, well.
He didn't take it over. He sent guys in there so Ukraine wouldn't fuck with them. They've
he's
been fucking with them for 10 years.
He's going to take it over. That's his ultimate goal.
What do you
goal.
Mean take it over? Why would he
they
do that?
They have his plans. He's going to attack the fucking capital, and he's going to say this is all part of Russia now.
He didn't stage a coup. The U.S.
All
staged
right.
a coup in the Ukraine. They're all Russians. They were part of the USSR.
They don't want to be Russians anymore. They have established that we want to be the independent nation of Ukraine.
That's like saying Texas doesn't want to be Americans.
That's like saying Texas wants to be Mexico, which is not true.
If Texas said, fuck off, America, we're on our own, and Mexico sent a bunch of peacekeeping troops in there, I would say, fucking thank you, Mexico, viva la raza.
Yeah.
What would you say?
You would say,
fucking Zedillos, what a nightmare. Not taking it, fucking defending it from America that will freak out and throw a big hissy fit because one of its precious states got away from it.
We have a very different view of world politics, it seems.
What do you think? If Texas said, okay, fuck
off. If Texas wants to secede?
Yeah.
I think we could allow for that.
Oh, you'd allow that?
If the people
Biden wouldn't.
If the people vote for it, if that's the will of the people.
Well, that's what happened with the Civil War.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
What? Do you agree
I
with that?
I think now we would handle things diplomatically. I think we'd find a solution.
Really?
Yeah, either that or we'd say no.
Well, yeah, they would say no.
Yeah, but
Texas has a bunch of oil.
But the problem is the Texans aren't going to, you know, fight for their independence. They don't want it that bad. They like being a part of America.
Okay.
Look, if an actual war started, maybe, but I don't think the Texans would ever fight. They're a bunch of, I don't know what they are.
Texas?
They seem to think they're either steers or queers, I heard. They seem to carry the spirit of the Alamo. I don't buy it. I think they'll roll over the second we say, okay, but we're going to take away all the Taco Bells and Pizza Huts. We're going to take away all the, you can't get Amazon Prime anymore.
You see, they're trying to take the Apple store away from Russians too?
Good.
Citizens?
Yeah, that'll piss them off. That'll piss them off.
But they didn't, according to you, they didn't even vote for this.
I think hurting the poor is a very noble thing to do in pursuit of a greater aim.
Somebody in Ukraine, they're going around taking men, grabbing them, and not letting them leave the country, saying, kiss your wife goodbye, you're fighting for us now.
I haven't seen that. I think they're volunteering.
Volunteering?
Have you really seen people forcibly conscripted?
Yes, it's called yes!
I have not seen that.
Well, you saw they're not letting young men leave the country, right?
No, I haven't seen that. I mean, it's very possible.
Well, how do you feel about that?
What, they're just saying you can't leave the country?
Yeah.
Men, why? Because you could hold a gun?
Yeah. Because you could fight the bad guys, who are them, not us, who is making you stay here.
Man, desperate times. Desperate times, Dick.
So once you've decided
man,
who's good and
if
bad.
If only that madman hadn't forced them into this horrible situation.
I know, by protecting those two
I'm saying
territories
be,
that said
be,
we want to be
I'm
free.
I'm not saying Ukraine's a perfect country. I'm just saying that on the whole, you can't tell a sovereign country, like, hey, we're just coming in, we're taking over, we're going to bomb your people.
Well, he went into other countries that said they're separate.
Who
Putin did? He sent guys into those new territories and said we're not with them anymore.
Who said that? Like the handful of guys in there?
No, they've been saying it for a while. It's called the Minsk. Like they've been independent for a while.
Yeah.
It's just how they negotiated their independence.
But they don't represent the whole of Ukraine.
No, just them. So
okay,
he sent,
but that's complicated.
He sent troops into them, and then Ukraine
but
attacked
that's
them.
That's not why he's doing it. He's not doing it to support their glorious independence. He's doing it because he's worried about NATO.
Yes.
Okay, well then,
I don't want NATO anywhere near me.
I want NATO near me. Good NATO.
What about cops?
All our allies.
Do you want cops around you?
Fund the police. Double fund the police. That's what
now you're being. I know you don't feel
t-shirts?
That way.
Double fund the police.
No, I do not want to double fund the police.
2X.
Okay, here's my problem. Flip-flops breaking.
Flip-flops breaking.
Look, your sandals.
Well, that beats Putin all day long.
You get salt water on them.
Yeah.
Ruined. You get a crappy pair of flip-flops, right?
Yeah.
You blow right through it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't own a single pair of flip-flops.
Why not?
I don't know. Nothing about them appeals to me.
What do you mean? The breeziness, the ease of use, putting them on, putting them off.
Maybe I would like them.
I got extra ones. What size shoe are you?
13.
I got some XLs.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I have giant wear. Giant feet.
Yeah, these might fit you. I'll get you into the flip flop lifestyle.
All the socks that goes sizes 6 to 12.
Yeah.
You can't get a size 13 sock. I just make do. Maybe I'm strangling my foot right now.
There's bigger socks.
Yeah, I could go to like a big and tall store, but I'm not going
to go to a big and tall store to get big socks.
I couldn't find big socks at the store. They don't have them at the like Walmart.
They got size 13 at Target socks.
No, it's the size is not. It's like
I know it's a range.
Yeah, it's a range.
Yeah.
I've never seen the 13 plus at the store.
I'll give you these. Put some socks on. Man, put some socks on.
Yeah.
In a sandal. Oh, you're telling me
that flip-flops fall apart. Why would I even want one?
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Because the flip-flops are so comfortable to wear that we have to endure it. That's why it's such a big problem.
Yeah.
Because you can't go back to once you've gotten flip-flops, you can't go back
to shoes.
Once you flop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
You would get cheap ones that feel great, look cool, bust right through them. Done. And then you're stranded somewhere with busted out flip-flops from the side, from the front. Everyone's looking at everyone's a who's jealous of you and your flip-flops normally, laughing at you, looking at you and pointing. You're walking around with one foot like an idiot, like you're trying to get attention.
Encounter a lot?
It happens to me a lot because I've worn flip-flops shame. My whole life. Yeah. Since I was like 16, I said, fuck you, shoes!
Flops are the future.
Yeah. I'm only doing flip-flops.
The future, America.
Only flip-flops. Even in school, I would wear them.
Yeah.
Really.
Is a Croc a flip-flop?
I'll count it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Anything that's not a shoe.
I've also never worn a Croc.
Well, start with flip-flops. Have Crocs, but I'm an advanced flip-flop
wearer. Flip-flops, you have to insert it between the big toe and the other toe?
No, the ones I'm going to give you are not like that.
Okay.
They're just right over the top, like Adidas. They're Puma brand. Yeah. Ones
I've seen,
but those have their own problems because you can blow out the side, and then you're with a normal flip flop, you can get by if one tongue blows out,
yeah.
Or the other one, or the middle one, you could get by getting back to your car. But if you're wearing the saddle ones, and it blows out, you're fucked.
I feel like being a giant sized man, I'm going to destroy these things in about 5 seconds.
How do you do with regular shoes?
Not very well.
you blow through shoes.
I blow through shoes.
Haven't you seen big?
Haven't you seen when I came over that one time? My shoes had like huge holes in them or whatever.
I just assumed they were old.
I mean, they are. I also just don't buy shoes very often.
Video game consoles.
I do.
Stockpile.
Oh man, I bought one yesterday.
Someone gives you a flat tire.
Mm.
It's all fun and games, right? Flat tire. Irresistible to give someone a flat tire. Step on the back of their flip flop. Blown right through.
Oh no! Destroys them.
And then you got to like. Buddy, come on.
How common is the flip-flop? Is this a shoe a lot of people
enjoy?
It's
not common enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why. People are so uptight. They got to be wearing shoes everywhere.
Right.
But flip-flops
are
the way to go.
Maybe they're worried about their feet, they're protecting their feet from something.
Mm-mm.
I will say this. I hate a shoe with a... I'm done with the shoelace thing. It's always been a mistake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what?
Once Velcro showed up, like, that was it. The gold standard.
Velcro.
If you even need it at all. Or just slip them right on.
What about, like, the frog head?
Which one? What's that?
Remember that shoe?
No.
Tie the frog Velcro head that went over your...
I think I know what you're talking about, and I approve.
Do they make them in adult sizes?
I want Heelys. I've also never owned a pair of Heelys.
Do you know how to skate?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a pair of Heelys.
I think I would have fun with
them. They have ones that will attach to your shoes.
Oh, yeah? And you can just, like, have them on there?
They call them strap-ons.
Is it weird
just
for... If you see an adult heeling around a mall, though, right? Everyone goes, what the fuck
Everyone is
that
would think,
guy
that
idea?
Guy's fucking awesome. Look at that.
I love the idea of gliding.
Yeah.
Why have I never gotten Heelys? I should get some right now.
I don't know, but I'm going to hook you up with those flip-flops.
Yeah,
and when they break, you're going to
know
because you're going to love them. You will never love a shoe like you love a flip-flop that you've had... Pick them up, go to the beach, you get a nice expensive pair that won't blow out, take them to the beach, fucking ruined by salt water.
This could be one of those problems where I come in a week and I go, Dick, I have to say, vote it up, because I will have experienced this pain firsthand.
Okay.
I'm excited.
What's your?
I'm excited to. Well, I don't know if I am excited because you're telling me I'm going to experience disappointment. You're selling me this show.
Yeah, but everything like it's like getting a pet. Yeah. It will die eventually, and you're not going to like it.
Jesus Christ! Fucking dark.
Could you use any, my dog?
Could you use any fucking example like, oh, you get an ice cream cone, eventually there's no more ice cream. Like that would have been nicer.
No, because it was worse than that.
I don't want to feel. It's worse than
my
that.
My dog sits on me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I talk to her.
Like, you know, I'm going to be so sad when time. You're dead.
Yeah. Please live forever. I don't want you to die. I'll die when you die.
Yeah. I say the same shit to my cats. I go, oh, why can't you just live forever?
I was
forever?
Just kidding. I don't say that. You really say that?
Sometimes.
I really say that too.
I go, oh man, I'm going to be so fucking sad when this cat's dead. I love my cat, man. She sleeps with me every night. She's incredible. Ugh. But you know what's not incredible, Dick? A little problem I'm calling The Price of Admission. Alternate title, Rich Kid Nation. Dick, we are becoming a land of experiences reserved for the rich. The poor man has been barred access to traditional, exciting activities, fun time activities, which are now priced well beyond the budget of the average American.
That's true.
I find like it what? Tragic. Well, I have a number of
sanctions
examples.
On poor people. Sanctions if only poor, on poor. Our poor people would rise up and murder the people that have done
if
this
only
to
that
them,
Trump
right?
Trump guy hadn't gotten us into this horrible fucking inflation quagmire with his nonsense.
Oh, Trump caused inflation too.
Yeah, of course. Come on. Who else? With his lack of response to, anyway, I'm not going to bring up any of that because then I immediately lose. Let's focus on the topic at hand.
No, I agree with you on this
I'll one. Say a bigger part of the problem, though, is not just inflation because these prices have outpaced inflation. In fact, I would say that a lot of the times it's just greed, just simple economic greed of let's take as much as we can because why? The rich people are happy to pay the prices. Poor people, yeah, they can rot at home and watch a Disney Plus show. Sports tickets are a great example. Used to be able to just go to a ball game.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
And beers are like $18 a piece.
We've seen the price of the beer go. Oh, yeah. At one point, can you imagine going back in time and telling somebody, oh, yeah, we pay $18 for beer at the football stadium. They go, oh, is that inflation? We would go, no, a beer elsewhere is $2, $3.
No.
Well, you, not what, at home, you know, at a bar, $5, $6, whatever bucks.
Yeah.
You're paying three times as much. Season ticket prices for NFL games have gone up an average of 68%.
Every year?
Since 2006.
Oh, okay.
So, but
15 years?
For the top teams, it has gone up as much as over 100%.
Yeah.
The Saints, 90%. Let's see. Who's a good team? Houston.
It's fucking bullshit that major leagues teamed up with TV studios in the way they have.
Well, also that they've turned these ballparks into, you know how now it's like, oh, well, we have like a fine dining restaurant. We have all these VIP skyboxes.
Shitty SoPa.
That's all they're focused on is the rich whales that they can bring in to spend. They don't care about you and your family. Like
I'm on the mailing list for those now. Like I got pitched a season ticket package for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And it would like the cheap one. It was like $7,000 or something. Like it was
like a VIP suite for a day.
For a day. Like
Jesus
for a
Christ.
Very small amount of time.
Yeah.
I really fucking hate it. And I really fucking hate that the government pays for their stadium at all.
Yeah. It gives them huge tax breaks for all of it.
Yeah.
They're making these owners of these teams are making insane money. A good example would be the Packers. 2006 average ticket was $60. Currently $130 for an average ticket. That's 120% increase. That is well past the pace of inflation. This is just simple. Fuck these guys. We can fuck them, so why won't we? There's no reason not to.
I mean, and college is just as good. It's just like there's so many bullshit rules.
Yeah.
And hurdles to see them. Yeah. I mean, they're not, but there could easily be four times the amount of professional teams at everything, and it would be fine.
All of this is just trying to see. It used to be, I want to say at some point, it was like, well, we want people to come have fun. That was like part.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you want to make money, but you're making obscene amounts of money. It's like, but we want people in our community to be able to enjoy a sports game, go see a concert. Now it's just, we just care about the money, eat shit. Mm-hmm. Concert tickets, Dick. in the past two decades have risen from an average of $25 for a concert ticket to $90, almost a four times concert price ticket increase.
Beer's
again,
there too.
Far outpacing inflation. And then here's one which I've been talking about a lot. That's why I bring up this idea of Rich Kid Nation. The Disney ticket. The Disney ticket, Dick.
Okay.
Dick, do you know how much a Disney ticket was in 1971?
1971?
$5? We're going all the way back. $3.50.
Okay. With tax?
$1 for children.
Amazing.
Now adjust that for inflation. How much should a Disney ticket be? Do you have any idea?
Hold on. $18?
$24. Not okay. bad. Okay. $24. The current price of a Disney ticket at its lowest is $105. If you want the pass that lets you get into the other part of
Disneyland, with the good rides.
The one with the good rides. $220. They go, yeah, well, that's only $100 unless you want. We did make a second park, which is directly next door and is basically just the same park continued.
Can I go over there? No, you only paid for the shitty one.
You only paid for one park. But it's only $100. It's $220 because what are you going to do? Not go to the other fucking half of the park?
It's so fucked. Did you see the Disney community? That thing?
Oh, we're going to talk about it. Okay, we got to talk about that a little bit. I didn't get any stats on it, but we should. I was going to say real quick, I mean, you're not bringing into, you got a factor for, okay, do you want to stay at a Disney hotel? You got three kids with you, okay? The cheapest room at these Disney hotels is like $500 a night. You're paying $100 a person for your family. Family of four is going to pay at least $2,000 to go to Disney for a day. Psychopathic. And these people
it's
are
like
part
an
of
idiot
a,
tax. Yeah,
these people are part of a cult because they are starting Disney communities, right? Where it's going to be living communities that are all Disney themed. You know, they've tried that before, though.
Well, that's Epcot Center. That was the original purpose.
Plan of Epcot, and then it changed. But then they did make Disney's Celebration Village in Florida, which fell apart, and then they voted to like divest themselves from Disney. Like they had like a homeowners meeting and they're like, Disney's fucking everything up and like severed ties because Disney can't run this shit. Again, they're going to bilk you every fucking, I can't imagine. Can you imagine paying Disney prices for fucking tickets and being like, I want a homeowners association run by these psychopaths?
Well, that's what a homeowner, like bundled, homeowners, Medicare, everything, that's all Disney prices.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect synergy of charging.
Yeah. It's crazy that people just submit to this. And I, of course, have been talking about the new Star Wars hotel experience where the price is so fucking astronomical. It blows my mind, Dick.
It's like $6,000.
Star Wars.
I saw you doing that
Star
thing.
Wars. Okay. Yeah. I've made a lot of videos about this. Okay. Because I don't understand it. Okay, this whole thing drives me nuts. They've made
these people are crazy. Like the 1% are getting so rich and retarded
they have
and
no
that
idea
it's
what to
infecting
do with
their
money. Their
brain.
Yeah. That now they go, "Oh, there's a I can get a VIP NFL ticket for $20,000 for a day. I don't care."
Well, my company's getting it. Like the problem is that the American experience is deviating into individual and corporate. And the government is dumping money into corporations like nonstop via bond purchases.
Yeah.
So they just spend money on whatever and then write it off if it doesn't work or just keep stacking it if it does.
So these
it's
corporations
really
are just buying up tickets and garbage.
Yeah.
For them. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Big corporate events.
Can I sit in that box? No. AT&T bought 10,000 years of this box for at 0%. Like when you say
for its executives
when you say,
to sit in.
When you say 0% interest, it's like, well, oh, that's nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I'll have it. How much is it? Doesn't matter. It's 0% interest. I'll take it.
It really is just a complete lack of touch with. Again, I think I am hoping this Disney Star Wars hotel fails. I'll tell you this.
How bad could it fail?
The cheapest cabin is $4,800 for two nights. For two people, two nights. If you have a full party of four, your wife and two kids.
Wow.
$6,000 for two nights in Star Wars. And it's a concrete bunker where you pretend to be a Jedi and you pretend you're on a spaceship.
I'm starting to think nuclear Armageddon is a solution.
Not a terrible. Yeah, it's more of a solution than anything. Because I
do want it. Like, I really want it.
I just want to reach a point. Look, I understand that capitalism, it's all about, can I get a little bit more for this? Can I charge an extra dollar? It'll help, you know, with my overhead. But at a certain point, the corporate greed has reached a point where you're like, does anybody, is the only, I know this is cynical, but yes, the only motive of capitalism is unfettered greed. Why does it have to be that way? Can't it be like, you know what, we could charge a little bit less and I'll take a bit home, a little less of a paycheck, or we'll open this up because the executives aren't using it that weekend. We can give it to Make-A-Wish kids. The problem is capitalism...
This is ungoverned by any morality, but it is governed by the law. And when the law is written by companies, they will write it in such a way that maximizing
suffering
when is a business model,
right?
Like, if you didn't have
that's the problem, though. All our products feel like they were designed not for to make us happy, but to maximize suffering. Our suffering. Yes,
because companies wrote the like if the laws didn't exist and companies ran out of money. You could kill the CEO. Like, where's my money?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, like, my law is that I'll break your, that I'll wring it out of you.
Yeah.
Like, well, I passed a law that says, I got, like, the U.S. military that says I can just declare bankruptcy. I'm like, well, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is who's going to pay the most to fucking kick it out of you.
Yeah.
I'll pay, I got $20 and on you, Eisner.
I'm putting in an extra $5.
Yeah, me and Vito got $25 to kick the bankruptcy Eisner's out ass. Of you.
Yeah.
It's
a very complex.
It's a sick system.
It's a sick system because it's also, you go to the ballpark and maybe you spend the money, but then you come out. Imagine how much more fun you would have if you didn't have to think about, can't believe I just paid $300 to get beers and pretzels.
No, that's why I do acid at games. Just you only
put all that out of your fucking head.
No, because you can't do. You don't have to buy beer if you do like a half.
Acid, you don't have to
a half a tab of acid.
You don't need any liquid.
No, two or three beers.
Yeah.
Before I was going to games and spending $200-$300 on beers, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And then just being an asshole, getting thrown out. But half a tab of acid.
Fun.
No, it's not fun.
No.
No, not at this. Age.
And yeah.
Not
at this
age. Kicked out of one game, that's fun. Getting kicked out of 40 games, you got a problem. Once you have to go to like a seminar to get back into the stadium, that's like a fan behavior.
You have to go to Dodger fan awareness training.
When they take a picture of your ID,
the
fucking guy is taking a picture of your ID. Like, what are you
gonna... This is America. I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Like, yeah, half a tab acid, that's fantastic. Yeah,
that gets you nice and calmed down.
Yeah.
Daddy Dick can enjoy the game in his own little wonderland.
Drunk. Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't need a VIP suite. Maybe the real problem is we just need to legalize acid. Then you can enjoy any experience for a low, low cost.
I agree with you. It's horrible.
Why? I don't understand sitting around and going like, how can we make sure that poor families... And again, I hate the poor, as we've established, but how do we make sure that they are not, they and their children are denied access to fun
like experiences? Like, that whole hotel is dumb.
Yeah.
But they needed to make it that dumb to bring in the people who would spend dumb money on it that's not
even
theirs.
They need the whales who are going to roll through and buy every single thing in the gift shop. And
because the company's just way bigger than it should be.
Yeah.
Like, it's about cartoons, but they've used their money and their influence to extend copyright law needlessly.
Yeah.
Like, there shouldn't be any copyright law.
Well.
Why?
That's something we can talk about sometime.
It's horse shit.
You need limited copyright law for small guys.
Why?
Because I don't want you taking my shit.
No one's interested.
No, they might be. You don't know. You don't know what they're going to do. I don't trust. I want to protect for the small guys against the big guys.
No. See, that fear that you have, that's the original
sin. I've been tricked.
Well, no, because it's a valid fear, but that's where companies come in and they get that fear and they're like, I'm going to play it out. Everybody wants to steal your shit. Everyone's afraid of everyone stealing their shit. And I'm going to take it and make it the law so I can do all kinds of heinous shit.
There's got to be a common sense middle ground. If I write a great song and next thing I hear Lady Gaga making $1 billion from it, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Who wrote Happy Birthday?
Me.
Do you know?
Michael Jackson.
Do you know who?
Like a school teacher like a billion years ago.
What did she get? Not a goddamn thing.
Well, no, but now they got it's. You know, Happy Birthday is not under copyright anymore, right?
But it never should have been.
It never should have been, but that was because it was a mistake based on authorship, whatever. Look, some songs may whatever. It's a complex topic. The point is, I understand that companies want to make money. I just think that there's a common ground and this constant desire to. It's also this corporate desire.
Ground's the problem.
We have to increase revenues. We have to keep growing. We have to appease our shareholders. It's like, how about once it's a stable platform and the tickets are selling and everyone's happy, you just go, that's good.
Yeah.
We don't need anything else. But no.
You know who wanted to do that? More. Putin. All he wanted to do was have a country, sell oil, have a nice... All he wanted was a nice pipeline through Germany to sell his oil to the world. And they wouldn't give it to him.
These awful, awful people.
Fucking, all he wanted was that and for cops to leave him alone. And they wouldn't fucking do it.
He just wanted to defund the police.
Yes. All he wanted was no cops fucking around on my border all the time.
The ultimate leftist, yeah.
Did you even watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
The one where the kneeling of the Eminem?
No, they were talking about all kinds of cop stuff.
I didn't watch it.
You should have. You would have learned something.
Any of that. My problem, Dick, again, price of admission.
Okay.
Or Rich Kid Nation. I don't know. Price of admission is probably...
Well, now you seem to like both, so let's put both on. I'll put in parentheses, like Rocket Man, parentheses, I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, my problems were nuclear war.
Nuclear war.
And flip-flops breaking.
Flip-flops prone. Mine were Vladimir Putin. Vladimir the Bear Putin. Just put Vladimir Putin.
You would like that guy if you talk to him.
I'm sure he's a fun uncle in the way that some uncles are crazy and should not be in charge of world governments.
Why not? What's he done?
Fucking, it's like, he's poisoned people. He's locked up journalists. And
so have we.
Protesters. We do not nearly. We have a whole system. Who's locked up right now that protested wrong?
All of Abu Ghraib?
Other than what's his fucking name?
Well, look what we did to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
All of the January 6th guys just got locked up?
Well, those guys were punching cops.
No, they weren't.
And they led a riot, as we say. They led an insurrection.
All right. And what else? The price of admission. The price of admission. And Rich Kid Nation?
Rich Kid Nation.
Okay, everybody. Go to patreon.com/biggestproblem. To support the show, go to biggestproblem.show to vote.
And remember, this week you're voting on whether or not you support fascism. So, good luck.
Well, he's a...
I trust you guys to make the right choice.
You're talking about Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau. That's who we're talking about.
I mean...
That's a whole separate thing, and I'm not saying I agree with Trudeau. I don't know why he did
that. Yeah, but you don't hate him. He did the same stuff.
I dislike him. He didn't kill anybody.
Well, what do you do when you arrest... people with families. What's the difference?
Oh, you're murdering their souls. Is that where it's a whole different
No, you're killing
thing.
Them. You're taking, he didn't freezing kill- their fucking bank accounts. Okay. How do you buy food when they freeze your fucking bank accounts? Did Putin freeze anybody's bank account? He just arrested them like a man.
This is not a Trudeau problem. That's a whole separate fucking thing. All right. The emergency acts thing is stupid. I don't know why he did that.
But he's evil.
Sure. He's a.
What do you mean, sure?
He's a fucking idiot.
And he's just in charge of shitty Canada.
Yeah.
Putin's in charge of
shitty
Mother Russia. People fucking with him all the time. All the time. Trudeau just sits around and lets the U.S. protect him.
You can't say Putin is better because he didn't invoke a fucking emergency act or whatever.
I'm saying he's better because he's getting fucked with at all times. And I could do Trudeau's job. I couldn't do Putin's job. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Bring Trudeau
I would fucking lose and just
explain.
I would just nuke. Fuck you.
I don't know how you haven't brought in any of this stupid trucker bullshit as a problem by now.
I save stuff for my
The stupidest thing was when they're like, we're going to kidnap your dog. So I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I was like, do you guys want the worst PR possible? Because even me, I'm like, oh, those truckers are fucking idiots. He's going, all right, we're going to kidnap your pets and release, you know, probably kill them or
in
whatever.
7 days, we're going to kill them.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, how long am I going to be in prison? We don't know.
We don't know, but we're going to kill an innocent animal to punish you.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Pretty bad. I don't know if he was going to kill them or rehome them or
That's
what.
Worse than Putin.
I don't know if it's worse.
He's killing people. Fuck people.
Yeah, well, that's true. Why don't you fuck with dogs?
All right, here is... let's do some voicemails.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm driving right now. But here's the biggest problem. Rubbernecking and this whole fucking justification on it. I'm right now on the highway. There's this huge amount of fucking backup. And what is it for? Oh, for a wreck, not really that bad, on the other fucking, like, on the other side of the highway, okay? Not even on our side. Everybody's just slowed down to just stare at it. You know what even, like, makes me fucking pissed about it is that I saw a TV show or something like that that was, like, talking about it. It's like, oh, society's degrading to the point where, you know, people would see a wreck like that and not even just turn their heads and look. Like, that's just such a sad sign. Like, as if rubbernecking is a good thing in society. Like, it shows you care or there's morals. There's nothing that justifies rubbernecking. Take a little quick look for like 2 seconds and move the fuck on, especially if there's no car wrecks in front of you. Fuck these people.
I mean, I am a rubbernecker myself. But
me too. So is he. Fuck off. It's fun.
I don't think people take that. I don't know. I never seem to slow down to do it.
I want
to
look. Sometimes it looks
like you
awesome.
See a car that's like flipped over, and you're like, "How often am I going to fucking get to see that?"
See if there's like a body there. Like, whoa.
Oh, dude, I have
some
a video.
Chick's tits hanging out, maybe.
Dude, because I'll take a video of somebody else who's driving. I had a great video where you drive by. I'm like, "Oh, there's an ambulance, and there's a guy getting wheeled into an ambulance, and then it's an SUV that's completely landed on its roof." And I'm like, "Oh, that was poetic. This is beautiful."
I saw one where it was a wreck,
yeah,
and I slowed down almost to a stop, and then it was a little bit down the way, there was an ambulance flipped over.
And
then there was another ambulance they were loading.
Loading the ambulance people
into, yeah.
I'm one of those guys, I go looking for videos of people getting killed on the fucking internet. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, come on.
Tragedy is just fascinating.
Fuck off with the rubber. Go back to 1990 with that rubbernecking
shit. If you saw a dead body, you're not going to look? Come on.
I'm stopping.
I do. If I see a really cool wreck and it's like, you know, not on the highway, but like in the middle of the town,
yeah,
I'll stop, take out the phone, try to get some pictures.
Okay.
Maybe I'm sick.
Dick, Vito, what's up? Vito, just wanted to drop you a line and give you massive props on an absolute dunk of a problem last week. Just listening to Dick fucking stretch himself mentally in ways he had never done before. Just, hey, why can't black people exist in a magic universe? Because the evolution doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. So everything can exist except black people. I mean, of course.
What the fuck? Not
ridiculous.
Elves.
If you're mad that a black
that's
person
a pretty good
exists
me
in
impression.
Lord of the Rings, congratulations. You're retarded.
I'm so not mad.
I like that caller. Some people get it.
What was that impression of me?
Some people get it.
I don't talk like that.
Well, that's what you sound like on the inside. Just a whiny fucking bitch. Well, you can have dragons, but a black person has to evolve on a separate continent across a period of a million. You don't fucking know.
Well, the toads did.
You don't know how the toads
evolved. The black toads in Mario are in Sandland.
Okay.
They're in a sandy land.
So when the Lord of the Rings show comes out and they say he's from the fucking east of the
Sand Elves?
East of Mistville Mountain where the sun is in the sky all the time. But you guys can't wait
but
for that.
Elves are magic.
You see a black elf on a billboard and you go, it's woke. Oh,
it's
my
woke.
God. How are we going to explain it? They're advertising it as woke.
The black dwarf?
I'm going to wait.
Black dwarf?
Yep.
That would have been no problem. All right.
Black dwarf makes less sense than a black elf because they live under the fucking ground or whatever. Black elf makes way more sense. Elves live outside all the time. They live in like forests and plains.
You're right. Black elf makes no sense.
Black
dwarf makes no sense.
Black
you're
dwarf,
right.
There is going to be more to explain, and I look forward to finding out what magic
so
sequence
somehow
of events.
The black dwarves got stranded on the earth.
Maybe
and
it's,
had to
maybe
turn
it's a
black.
Separate dwarven society where they have a big hole in the cave where the sun comes in.
And they didn't get fast or anything?
Yeah, they didn't get
well,
fast.
Well, I'm just wondering why they
why
are
can't,
this.
Why can't they make a layup?
I didn't say that.
She should be really tall. And okay. dunking hoops.
And Vito, how does having a black dwarf or a black elf make it worse? I don't even know where to begin with that. These are small, tiny communities in a medieval setting. Mm. Don't have fucking airplanes. How the fuck is this
mixed
community even existing in the first place? You're such a fucking retard.
Yeah, there's no
good
black
God.
People on our
like,
continent.
This is
so.
Established lore written 100
oh
years
God.
Ago by Tolkien
it's
himself.
Established lore
we know exactly why
man.
The elves are who they are and what they are and what they look like.
Okay,
and the
why?
The same.
Why? Why?
Just throwing
why?
A black person
no, why?
The immersion that you can
why
get
are they
from
white?
These fucking stories, or that you would get from these
the
stories.
The immersion, I'm not
it throws
immersed.
You out of the world, because it's violating the rules
good.
Of the world.
What are
the
rules?
The rules of our world.
What are
where
the rules?
You suddenly have a
our
black
world.
Dwarf. It's not like they're going to say,
world.
Oh, this bitch is cursed, because they're saying black skin is a curse. And they're never going to say that, Vito. They're just having them in there.
Oh, I'm not immersed in the war.
40% fucking black
Tolkien
people.
Tolkien is ruining his grave. You're a fucking nerd. You're a worse nerd than me.
Fuck you,
Vito. Only
Vito.
Fucking nerds
so
care about any of this
in.
Shit, you fucking retard. No one gives a shit.
But you care about, like, Disneyland prices.
Yeah, because I want to go to Disneyland. I've never been.
Really?
I've never been to Disneyland.
What?
It's too expensive.
Oh my God! Okay,
I'll go sometime.
I grew up here, so I had to take every.
I hate lines.
There.
That's the other thing. I've been reading the lines are like 2 hours long for every ride.
What do you hate? You hate lines?
I hate waiting is a problem on the biggest problem in the universe that people should vote up.
Okay,
I don't do lines. Not a linesman, Dick.
Vito, you fucking retard.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
When you say stuff like, oh man, I gotta take these sponsorships, these ads, because I gotta put a roof over my head.
I do.
Buddy, you've got two Patreons, or at least one and a half.
Yeah.
You own multiple YouTube channels earning revenue.
Yeah.
You've got a side hustle selling video game consoles.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to put a roof over your head, maybe stop buying Bing Bing Wahoo toys. Secondly,
Bing Bing
Raid Shadow Legends is just a shitty product.
Nah, it's great.
That's why people are getting mad at you. No one, maybe a few people you know about, but no one is really getting mad at Skillshare sponsorships. All right? No one's getting mad at Squarespace.
What game has more champions than Raid Shadow?
They're getting mad because Raid Shadow Legends is a scam.
What game has more champions? Tell me that right
now. For as much money as possible. And you're one of these types of people who's like, I'm going to review video
you for
games.
As much
I'm
money as possible.
Movies.
Oh my God,
like
it's a 1 minute plug.
Oh
just
man,
skip
no, I hate it when
it.
Games do this. I
just
hate it when movies do that.
Skip
well,
forward 1 minute
really
of the video. They pay me $1,000 to do
money
nothing.
You, a, you haven't even played it yet.
Oh my
you're
God.
You're selling a product, and people go to you like, oh, I wonder what that Star Wars hotel is.
Just
I mean, they're retarded
the
for looking at your content.
There's an extension.
But they do go for you.
You
for
can plug in that automatically skips over it.
Okay,
I'm
you're
gonna
a retard
kill you.
Anyway.
I'm going to
email too long. Go
kill you.
Fucking voicemail too long. Go fuck
dick.
Yourself. Bye.
Shut the
love
fuck
you,
up.
Love you,
I'm so tired of this shit. I have so many comments. I'm unsubscribing because you let a Russian company give you $1,000 to do nothing.
They're Russian?
All of you. Yes, they are Russian.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, well, I got to take the money where I can get it. Point is, America, I do sponsored content sometimes. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Just let me take the $1,000. It's free money that they're handing me. What should I? No.
He's saying that the game sucks,
though. I respect
though.
My audience too much. The game is fine. I hear so many people
telling
me. You
said you didn't play it.
No, I'm not going to play
that
shit.
What do you mean
shit.
It's fine?
I'm not going to play that.
I
just
don't know.
I just hear people say they really like it.
No.
Look, if the game killed children every time you play it, fine. But it
is
a popular game.
What about those kids that Biden killed? Those seven kids in Afghanistan that he killed.
It was for the greater good.
How's that not worse than Putin's killing regular men?
Orders. Hey, go kill the kids. It was the fucking accident. Look, we fucked up.
It was an accident?
Russia would have killed them on purpose.
But it didn't.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm always wrong. This is such a stupid gotcha. Because Biden, because an airstrike by our shitty military, which always fucks everything up, that means that Biden's as bad as Putin.
So if you're Putin, you want a military that always fucks up right on your border? I don't want that. Like, you guys are fucked. Get a whole country away from me.
All I know is that right now, if you use the description code on my site, you're going to get a free bonus champion. 300 gold.
Yeah.
5 energy pellets. And an elf
really?
And an elf is going to suck your dick. A black elf will suck your dick.
Oh.
Raid Shadow Legends. Or you'll suck its dick. I don't fucking know.
Dick, anything black and dick related is inappropriate.
No, they like it.
No, they don't.
It's a proud community.
What about the black guys with regular dicks?
They're okay with it.
No. Like, oh, great. Thanks a lot for saying black guys
Whatever.
Have enormous dicks. Here I am, a guy with a regular sized dick.
Here's the point. Everybody who comes to me complaining about my sponsorships, they're not going away. I'm going to take the free money. Just skip ahead in the video. It's the same as watching the ads you watch on YouTube anyway. There's no
but
fucking difference.
In addition
difference.
To that.
Okay, so you skip those ads, skip this one.
Because you're too lazy to press the fucking arrow key on your keyboard four times.
Can't you just stop buying toys like that guy was saying?
No, I want toys. I deserve toys. It is the only, there's nothing else for me to do on this planet, Dick. I have run out of anything that brings me joy other than these short endorphin boosts
of buying
opening
toys?
A garbage Amazon package and then throwing it in the corner and buying something else. Okay? I have nothing else. So just let me, this is my only drug. Just let me have my toys and my garbage and my bullshit.
Okay.
As sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. All the greatest mobile game of all time.
Here's another one, and then we'll do Super Chats.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. I got a question for Vito. Did he vote for Biden to be a pussy in the face of this whole Ukrainian shit?
Yes, I voted for him to be a pussy.
Yeah, which one did you vote for?
I need to know which so I can make fun of him when both happen.
How is he a pussy? What pussy thing did Biden do?
Well, he said, no, we're not sending troops in.
Yeah, we're not sending troops in. We can't. Nobody's sending troops in.
Well, but if he wasn't a pussy, he'd be like, "Hey, you better stop fucking around. We might might."
So he didn't. He didn't threaten World War III. So he's a pussy.
It only works if it's a threat.
He can't complain about starting World War III, and then you say, "Well, Biden didn't threaten to start World War III, so he's a pussy."
Yes, the nukes only work as a threat.
Oh,
they don't,
my God!
They don't work to use because then everyone's dead. They only work if you go in. If you fuck around, I will nuke your fucking house. I swear to fucking God. And he goes, are you serious? Yeah, I'm right here. One of these two buttons nukes your ass. The other one,
Biden should have been
the other
mad
one nukes
man.
Me. Yeah. I don't even care. I'm just going to go,
we need a wild card in there to say crazy shit. Cause then everybody's on edge all the fucking time.
Not on edge.
Oh my God.
Not everybody.
Thank you.
Just the leader of the country.
The
you want to go like, I don't want to fuck with that guy.
Thank you to everyone in the audience. A little bit of common sense, a little bit of humanitarian love for your fellow man who do not support these renegades and madmen and blame those
They're
who would stand
against
them.
They're all getting fucking killed right now thanks to you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Women
you
are getting blown up in their houses.
Yeah.
Kids are getting kicked across like
by Putin.
Footballs.
Putin's doing it. It's
no,
not Biden's fault.
The Ukraine is doing
oh,
it.
Oh my God.
All right. Are you ready for Super Chats?
Yeah, let's read some Super Chats.
Let me blow it up. Hold on.
Yeah, blow it up for me. And thanks for everybody to coming by. Don't forget, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/biggestproblem. And vote on the problems, which will be up immediately after the show, hopefully, at biggestproblem.show.
Yeah. Let me go back to the beginning. Sorry.
And did we mention the World War II flags bit? Is it just a great one?
Yeah. Keep mentioning it, though.
Well, I'm saying if you go to our YouTube channel, you should watch that clip. I've laughed
okay,
so
here
many
it is.
Times at that one.
USA.
All right. Wait, am I starting at the top or the bottom?
Pop quiz.
Oh, pop quiz.
Up.
Pop quiz for $4.99 says USA, 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 no, USA, 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 USA.
Good.
I think he likes the USA. Toothless Ninja for $5 says spend this money on some speech lessons to learn how to say nuclear properly.
No need.
I think we've said it correctly every time, right, Dick? Nuclear.
Yeah. Nuclear.
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 Random username for $2 says CIA installed a puppet government in the Ukraine in 2014. That is probably
true.
Correct. Mike Hunt for $5.
Why would they not?
Shut the fuck up.
What do they get paid for if they're not doing that?
Oh, my God. We're going to be on this forever. Mike Hunt for $5.
Yes.
There is a great John Carpenter film about the Fed called They Live. Can we get a dictation? I love that. You ever see that movie?
No. With Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Yeah, the one with the sunglasses and the secret messages. It's a good one. ASE presents the great Riley for $10, says Ukraine is being invaded. Shit, this is the first time I'm hearing of it. Listen to my new Void Gazers podcast at youtube.com/ASE presents, and I will see you next weekend at Road Rage. Is Road Rage next weekend?
Yeah.
That snuck up on me.
I got Maddox's coffin built today.
Jesus Christ.
So we can bury him. So if you're coming to Road Rage, bring your Maddox books and stuff. So
I gotta get
my in the coffin.
Booster shot. You gonna get your booster, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be all boostered up.
I'll print it out.
For your fucking super spreader event. Rare steak cubes for $5.
It's over. The pandemic is over.
Russia,
that's why we had to have this.
Right. Russia is a private company. It can do what they want. Jokes aside, would like Vito as a PKA guest. Big ups to Liquid Richard.
PK is that one you always go on, right?
Yeah.
Good guys.
It's fun.
John riffs for five. Dick was right to make Vito his co-host. Vito is like Maddox, except he doesn't suck. He has the opinions of Maddox, but none of the brain damage. To be far. No. You're not kidding me. Peter R. for 10. Vito Trump placed sanctions on the Nord pipeline and financial. These were rescinded by the grandpa you'd love to bone, Biden. Shut up about foreign policy. You don't know about it. I eat shit, Peter. For five, he also says, Vito not scared of the nuclear war because everyone knows cockroaches can survive the nuclear winter. You can't credibly keep defending Biden. Thank you.
Were you doing it credibly? Was that your intention?
I think I did it with great credentials.
Does that matter for you in politics, being credible?
Whatever. Oh, and by the way, tonight...
It doesn't matter to me.
I'll be streaming Elden Ring when I get home, if anyone wants to come watch that. I don't know what channel I'll do it on. Well. Leo for two says, based, as we are. I want to give Daisy Ridley a...
Something
for two says, I'm rooting for Putin. And I'm glad,
I'm glad for Vlad.
Yeah, make that fucking t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Purple monkey.
Fuck the U.S. government.
Oh, my God.
They're doing the same stuff to him that they did to me.
All right.
Oh, he's a Nazi. Oh, take away his bank accounts. Fuck
you. You should be on InfoWars. I don't know why you're not.
I'll take it over.
You should.
When Alex Jones gets killed by the CIA.
I don't know why you're not doing your own infotainment.
The government's locking people up in gulags. Political gulags.
Google logs.
Google logs.
As the tech.
What's the difference? Deplatforming people. San Jose, fucking Silicon Valley just wipes out your whole existence if you think the wrong thing. Fuck the United States. Fuck the government. Fuck you.
God bless America. Purple monkey dishwasher for five. When will you do more Twitch piano streams? I miss Hamster Cam.
I don't know. Maybe soon.
Reset. I miss them too. And refresh real quick. Make sure we didn't miss any. As always, though, we like to thank our fans for coming by and showing their love. We had a great show here today, and I think that's going to be the end of it, Dick.
No, there's more.
Oh, wait, we got one more. Dozer Man for a big $50. Thank you, Dozer Man. Vito is the biggest problem in the universe. She runs on emotion and has no ability to be rational. Well, I
have
no
ability to be rational.
I have a woman's ability to be rational, which is no ability whatsoever. Fadix the Great for five. I don't know how you divvy up the Patreon money, but I want all five of my dollars to go to you, Vito. You owe Dick a roll of quarters every 4 months. What is the fuck does that mean? All right, you want to give all the money to me, and then I have to give you quarters. This is a reference I'm missing.
I don't know it. No. A roll of quarters is like $20, though, isn't it?
Well, I think he means four quarters every 4 months. A roll of quarters is $20.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well...
I don't get it. And on that bombshell...
Ending the show on a great joke from Fadix. Again, biggestproblem.show. Vote on the problems and patreon.com/biggestproblem. We love you guys. Peace and love. Take care of yourself.
I don't love you.
Putin, as we all say.
Putin's... Man.
All hail Biden.
He's resisting.
Who's resisting?
Putin. He's actually resisting.
Hail Biden. Good luck. God bless.
Oh, it's called a quartering, he says.
Oh. What's that?
It's $10? A roll of quarters is $10 only?
I think it's 20. Maybe it's 10.
I don't know. How many? What's a stack of quarters?
Yeah, like that long.
$10? 40
Maybe
quarters?
Maybe it is $10. 40 quarters,
Okay, $10.
That's fair. Vito, take the money you spent on toys and buy acid instead. You'll stop eating.
You can't eat on acid. That's true.
Mm. I'll find a way. Ugh.